Many people have their own Megillat Esther that they use in Shul Tefor along for the Mikra Megillah. And I want to discuss today a halakha that many people are actually not aware of, but which is quite important in terms of using this Megillat Esther. Now, the Gemara at the end of Masechet Megillah, the very final sugya, on Daf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, says, Kol ha'chei sefer Torah arum, nikba arum. Anybody who holds a sefer Torah without anything covering their hands, they hold the sefer Torah with their bare hands, then they'll be buried naked. And the Gemara explains that means naked from the mitzvah of being involved in the sefer Torah. So we see from this Gemara that you're not allowed to touch a sefer Torah with your bare hands. The Beit Yosef in Orach Chaim Sim Kuf Mem Zayin, he brings down the view of the Mordechai that this only applies if you haven't done Netilat Yadayim. If you've done Netilat Yadayim and your hands aren't Tumeim, so then you're allowed to touch the Sefer Torah with your bare hands. However, Tosfot in Masechet Shabbat in the first parak Daf Yud Daled and the Aguda, they disagree, and they say, number one, that this rule applies even if you've done Netilat Yadayim, that you're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah with your bare hands. And number two, which is of what is of interest to us today, is they say this din applies not only to a Sefer Torah, but also to other Kitvei HaKodesh, other parts of Tanakh which are written on a klaf in a kosher way. So according to this, it's going to mean that you're not allowed to touch the Megillah with your bare hands. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Mordechai, who says that it's only a Sefer Torah and you can touch the Megillah with your bare hands? Or do we paskin like the Tosos and the Aguda, who say that you can't? So the Shulchan Aruch in Sim Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Aleph says, Asur lechos Sefer Torah arum belum mitpachat. So paskins that this din applies to a Sefer Torah, but doesn't say anything about Nevi'im. So it would seem that he holds that it's not a problem to touch a Navi or Megillah with your bare hands. However, the Ramah adds, Yishomim duadin shakitvei HaKodesh. There are those who say that it applies also to other kitvei HaKodesh. That's the view of the Aguda. But he says, V'lo na'aguchein, the minhag is not like that. So the minhag is to follow the Mordechai. However, the Ramah's conclusion is, V'tov lahachmir im lo natal yadav, one should be machmir if you haven't done the Tilat Yadayim. So if you haven't done the Tilat Yadayim, to be machmir, not to touch Shar Kitvei HaKodesh. And then he finishes with Sefer Torah, afil b'chai gavna. So with the Sefer Torah, washing your hands doesn't help you. So essentially the Ramah has got a hybrid shita here. In terms of Sefer Torah, he's passing like the Aguda, that's the Netilat Yadayim doesn't work. As far as Kitvei HaKodesh is concerned, he passes like the Aguda, that you can't touch them. But he's also maker like the Mordechai, who says that Netilat Yadayim works. The Mordechai didn't need Netilat Yadayim for Shar Kitvei HaKodesh, because he felt it was only to do with the Sefer Torah. But nevertheless, the Beit Yosef, the Ramah, is applying that kula of the Mordechai to the stringency of the Aguda about Kitvei HaKodesh. So there's actually some discussion in the Achronim as to exactly how we paskin, because some want to prove from the fact that, generally speaking, for a Megillah, for example, it only has one roller at the beginning end, but it doesn't have at the other end, and many Megillot don't have any rollers at all. So it hasn't got a roller. Clearly, you're going to be touching it with your hands. So therefore, it must be that we paskin that you can touch it with your hands. And there, so we're not paskining like the Aguda. So it's either that we're paskining like the Mordechai, that you can touch it with your bare hands, bichlal, or that we're going to add that chumrah of the Aguda and the Tosfot that you need to do Netilat Yadayim. In any event, you do need to do Netilat Yadayim before touching your Megillah. So if you're a person with your own Megillah, or you're the Baal Kriya, whatever, so then you need to make sure that before you touch the Megillah, you've done Netilat Yadayim. So if you've come straight in the morning to Shul and you've done Netilat Yadayim before davening, so then it's not going to be a problem. But certainly in the evening, when you come to a Megillah reading, unless you did Netilat Yadayim just before Tefillah, so then it would be necessary to do Netilat Yadayim without a bracha but before touching the Kitzur HaKodesh. Ad Kan.